This is Educated and Empowered. Hey guys, it's Tenille Jackson, your empowerment specialist, life coach, lit coach, coming to you one more time with a great thought-provoking question and discussion. Today's topic is, what does true success really look like? And this is something, I just finished my conference over the weekend. And so we were talking about getting the conference title was Get in Alignment with Your Assignment. And so we were really delving into what purpose looked like, what, you know, productivity looks like, all of those things. And so as we were going into those topics and we were delving into that, this question kind of inadvertently popped up. And so I said, you know what, this would really be great to do my podcast on, because I think a lot of times we don't really understand what true success is. And so as you all are listening to this, I do encourage you, as I always do, my protocol is to connect with me. If you are not already, go to, whether it be Wisdom, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Clubhouse, Clubhouse or YouTube, and you can find and follow me at My Name is Tenille. And then if after listening to me, you would like to connect with me for me to either, you know, create your own coaching program, or you just want to pick my brain, you can do so by going to my website, which is mynameistenille.com. And finally, don't forget that you can also subscribe to my Educated and Empowered podcast on anchor.fm. But I want to jump into this on today. So what does true success really look like? And so I think the best way to really go into something is to understand the something that it is, right? So what do I mean? Let's look at the definition of success. When you look at the textbook definition of success, it simply says the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. The accomplishment of an aim or purpose. So that means that if you listen to that, success did not define itself by a certain amount of money. Success did not define itself by a certain title or position. But success is simply defined as the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. And so I really want to unpack that, right? Because we live in a world today where everybody is constantly striving to be like someone else. And if you are not able to become that person, if you are not able to do what that person has done, then you consider yourself a failure. But again, you have to kind of check yourself and look at your own criteria of success. When you say, I want to be successful, what is it that you're really saying, right? And I challenge you to really unpack this with yourself. Again, I've been talking about the four A's, but the first A starts with assess. You have to be willing to do a self-assessment. And so I want to just kind of, before I go forward, go back a little bit. I was talking about the conference that I hosted over this weekend, and there was a young lady who got up when there was a point in the conference where I asked each attendee to come up and, you know, kind of introduce themselves, who they are and what they do, right? And so it's who they are, what they do, and what has been holding them back. That was the three. Who are you? Let us know who you are, what you do, and what has been holding you back. And so, you know, there were multiple people that had went up, probably about 10 people or so that went up before she got up. And everyone prior to her would get up and simply, you know, say exactly what was asked. They give their name, they tell, you know, what it is that they do or what they feel they've been called to do, and then say what it is that has been holding them back. Now, when she got up, she used words like, "I'm just a wife. All I do is," and so I'm not really successful. You know, it's just me and my husband. My children are grown and I help raise my grandchildren, things of that nature. And when she got finished talking, the first thing I said was, "That sounds like success to me," right? Like, we have to understand that everybody has their own call and their own purpose. And what I then said to her was, you may fail to be me, but that does not mean that you are not a success. So what am I saying? A lot of times we'll look at the more popular, if you want to call them role models, because nowadays it's really hard to find role models on TV that you really should want, that has like pure morals and values and things like that. In many ways, it seems like we live in such a corrupt world. But, you know, there are people who may look at, say, an Oprah Winfrey or a Beyonce, a Michelle Obama. I'm trying to think of from a male perspective. Like, there are so many different people, different colors. So black, white, old or young, depending on the industry. You know, if you're looking at athletes, a lot of times, you know, for men, people are looking at LeBron James. If you like basketball, I don't really follow a lot of other sports, so I don't know a lot of other athletes, you know, male athletes, other than, you know, like the wrestling world and the basketball world. Those are the two sports that I follow. But a lot of people, you know, even outside of the basketball world, will say they want to be like LeBron James. And, you know, they have him as the standard, right? Whether or not I agree with that is not this show. But just saying that that is what the world believes, you know, it's not too many places you can go in the world, not just in the United States, but there are not too many places you can go in the world where someone has not heard of LeBron James. If you look at the music industry, a lot of times, you know, people are looking at, they'll look at Beyonce, you know, as being the standard. Again, whether or not I agree with that, but there are not too many places in the world you can go where they have not heard of Beyonce. When you look into the world of journalism, you know, we just lost Barbara Walters. She was 93 years old. And I don't know if there are too many people in the world who had never heard of Barbara Walters, right? So there are some iconic names, but now you probably, many people would look at Oprah Winfrey almost as having that same type of status, okay? And so what's my point? Regardless of the industry, there are people who we have determined that they are the standard when it comes to, you know, politics. This is the trustworthy person. This is the person who is the person that I'm going to follow, you know, who I'm going to really listen to when it comes to medicine. This is the world's best doctor, or this is, you know, this is the standard, right? And so when you are pursuing purpose, now, do I feel that there's anything wrong with having a mentor? Absolutely not. But I think that it needs to be defined as well as understood that there is a difference between having someone to give you advice or to be able to share with you some things, some tips, right? So like, if I've never been an author before, then yes, I do feel that you should have someone who can give you tips, who can give you pointers to know what realistic expectations should be, you know, because a lot of times, and again, as a literary coach, this is my job. I kind of let people know because I don't just talk it, but I also walk it. So I am actively an author. And so because I've walked it, I can tell other authors what realistic expectations are. A lot of times authors will come into the game and they feel like that, you know, once they get their books uploaded to Amazon, that now they're going to become a millionaire. And because I've been in the game for over a decade, I can tell them, baby, no, that's not it. That is, it's not that there isn't money to be made in this literary industry, but it's not going to simply be made passively by uploading your title to Amazon and you thinking that that's going to be the trick. No, Amazon is a platform. It is one method of exposure, but that is not just your presence on Amazon alone is not what's going to do it for you, right? Now, getting that wisdom from me, that is not one and the same as saying that you have to pattern yourself after me, right? And so I think that the mistake that is made so many times over in this world is measuring ourselves against someone else. Instead of saying, hey, this person is doing what I desire to do, right? And use them to be able to gain wisdom or insight from. So if I'm looking to be an author, if I'm looking to be a filmmaker, if I'm looking to be a musician, if I'm looking to be a wife, if I'm looking to be a parent, if I'm looking to be a minister, like whatever it is that you desire to be, the point is that there is nothing new under the sun. So no matter what realm you're looking to, that you aspire to, whether it be personal or professional, someone has done it before, right? However, there is only one you. And I think that so many times what we do is we put pressure on ourselves to become a clone of someone else. Like, you know, instead of us being happy that, you know, a Nicki Minaj or a Cardi B or a Kim Kardashian or whatever, like you look at their looks and instead of saying, oh, they're pretty, you know, now we feel like that we have to look like them in order to be pretty. And I've said it time and time again, the bulk of these women now that you look at, it's not natural beauty, right? And this is no shade. This is not knocking or trying to destroy them. This is just fact. If you were to see them when they first wake up in the morning, that is not how they look without hours of makeup. And even without the makeup and the hair and all of that, the bulk of them have had some type of cosmetic surgery done to alter their bodies. And so the point is, you're mad at what your body looks like and you're like, man, I really want to look like them, when they don't naturally look that way. They had to go and get adjustments made to look a particular way. And so our perspective of success is flawed because you don't really see true success. You see the end result of it. It's just like if you watch a TV show, right? So if I watch a movie or I watch a TV show, I see the end result. So if I'm sitting down and I watch a program that is 30 minutes, you would be mistaken if you felt like it only took 30 minutes to make the episode. It could probably take days and even weeks to make a 30-minute episode. Like, there are so many times where they will have extras, and those people may not even make it into the final cut, but just because you didn't see them does not mean that they were not there. There are so many different takes that are created, but just because you didn't see it does not mean it didn't get done. And we now live in a world where everybody underestimates what all it takes to be that end result, right? We want a life where you just sit down and here's the final result without having to have an understanding or an appreciation with the work that it took to get to that space and place and time. And so the point that I'm making is that, okay, if you aspire to be whatever it may be in life, it's nothing wrong with seeking someone who has already been what your definition of success is in that position, right? So if you're looking to be married, there is nothing wrong with talking to someone who has been married for 20 years to find out what marriage is like. In fact, I highly encourage you to do it. Why? Because then that way you can have a realistic expectation of what it is you're trying to do. So many times the reason why we are not quote unquote successful with what it is we're trying to do is because we don't have a realistic expectation or a complete understanding of what is involved, so that once you get on the road to accomplishing whatever you're trying to accomplish, then you are overwhelmed by what all is involved because you had no idea what to expect, right? And so here is the point even more. Go back to the definition of success: the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. So before you can consider yourself successful, true success means going by this definition. So have you written down goals that you want to do? What you believe your purpose is. If you are walking in that, not relative to somebody else, but just if you said that, one, you know, I would love to be married one day, and now you're married, guess what? You're successful because you accomplished that thing that you said you wanted to do. The problem in our society is that we measure success upon somebody else's walk. So that now if I've been married, oh, well, I ain't really doing nothing because they done been married for 20 years. I just been married for 2 weeks. But is it any less married? Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, they, you know, I've always wanted to be an author. And I had someone who this happened to. They want to be an author. They published their book. But now, well, because they're a better author than me because they have more books than I have. But don't you have a book published? Is that not still an author? Right? So I think a lot of times what happens is we undervalue our actual success because it does not look like someone else's success. And so you have to understand that true success is not about anybody else. True success really is just about you. If you all are just now tuning in today, I'm talking about what does true success really look like. And one of the things, again, that I really want to hit home, because I don't want for us to come into a new year you know, with the same pressures on ourselves. Because sometimes when you're putting that pressure on yourself, that becomes a hindrance. That in and of itself becomes a hindrance to the point where you begin to almost self-sabotage, right? Like, because you can't embrace the fact that you are successful, now you're going to do things to keep you or hinder you from further success. So it's like you've always said you wanted this job, you get the job, but then you show up late. You get the job, but then, you know, you're not performing at your best because there's something in you that's saying, well, I don't really deserve to be here. I'm not this type of a person. So you end up self-sabotaging until you no longer have the job. And then it becomes a self-fulfilled prophecy because you're like, I'm not really worthy to have this job. You know, only successful people have this type of job. And so therefore, if I don't consider myself a success, then I'm going to make sure that I'm not working this job. So that once you get fired, now you have proven yourself right to say, see, people like me don't have this type of outcome. And so what we have to do is work to be able to see ourselves differently, right? See ourselves for who we are and be happy with that. Because here's the other extreme. See, you know how I was using earlier the example of the TV show and how I was saying that all you see is the end result. You have no idea all the workings that go into it. The same is said for somebody's career. You know, it has been said, and again, I am not a Beyonce fan, neither am I a foe, but I'm a person who does read and who does research. And so there has been many people who have researched about, you know, Beyonce and things that's been going on with her music, the fact that she, whether is a devil worshiper or not is the right phrase, but there are even words in her own songs where she basically talks about how she uses the holy book as tissue when she's on her, you know, her cycle. And things like that has been clothing that she's used to pretty much represent a different lifestyle. We'll put it like that. And the point that I'm making, because I'm simply using her as one example, but obviously there are so many other people that, you know, we could talk about. But the point is not the people. The point that I'm trying to make is this. We simply look at, oh my goodness, she's known worldwide. Everybody knows her. Look at how beautiful she is. You know, look at how popular she is. But would you, if indeed it is true that she has sold her soul to the devil, if that is indeed true, do you want the fame and fortune that badly? You know, and I put on Facebook the other day, don't sell your soul to the devil just for the sake of going viral, right? We've seen with the advent of social media, the World Wide Web, we've seen people do some of the most horrific things just so they can get views. We've lived through the fire challenge where people have set themselves on fire. How many times do people go to the hospital? How many, you know, bad things came out of it simply because they were trying to get likes and views? We've seen people sell their bodies, have sex on cameras. I mean, and pornography is old as I don't know how, you know, how old, just so that they can get likes and views. Yeah, and even before there was an internet, there was pornography, but there's always been people wanting to watch just so that you can make money, right? Is that success? And again, I can't say yes or no because I'm not you. But my point is that success, your success, should be based upon your values. And for people who are believers, there should be a limit to the things that you will or will not do, because you understand that we are not supposed to be trying to get famous with the world, right? Like, we are called to be a peculiar people. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean that no one will like you, because there are other peculiar people in the world that exist. But it means that you should not be selling your soul just so that you can go viral. You should not be killing your integrity just so that you can make a quick buck, right? Because at the end of the day, you have to live with yourself every day. And then after you finish living yourself, again, this is for believers. After you finish living with yourself, and when the afterlife is here, is going to hell and spending eternity in hell worth having had some moments of fame here on earth? You know, and so we have to think about those things, all just so that we could say that we're successful, because we're trying to fit into some club, some, you know, somebody's definition. And so I believe that when we're trying that hard to fit in, there's something that's off a little bit deeper, right, than that. So to me, if I'm so concerned with wanting to be accepted by everyone else, I have to ask myself a question. Why? Why is what other people think of me so important to me? Why is it that my knowing what my purpose is, why is it that my standard for and of myself, why does that not hold more weight than what people in many cases who don't even know me think? Why is it if I get on to do a podcast and say there are only 5 people that tune in, and notice how I say it only, right? Because as a society, that is what we do. When there are smaller numbers, we talk about only or just. Those are the terms that we use it in, as though it's less than or it's not good enough, right? So I am intentional in this wording that I'm using for this example. So the way that we look at things is, okay, well, I did a podcast, but only 5 people tuned in. And so it's not really as good because only 5 people tuned in. But if 500 people or 5,000 people or 5 million people were tuned in, then it would have been better. But would it? My question is, but would it? Is the content any different, or is it just the fact that more people are tuning in? And here's the point that I'm making. At the end of the day, if your purpose is to be a podcaster or a journalist, or, you know, whatever term you want to put on it, if your purpose is to put out a message of positivity or a message to inform or whatever, then here's the thing. Regardless as to whether or not it's 1 or 100 or 100 million, the fact of the matter is that once you do the job, you've walked in your purpose. Your purpose is not or should not be attached to a certain number, right? Like when it said, again, for my believers, Jesus came to heal the sick. It didn't say he came to heal 2,000 sick people or 2 million sick people. He was not less of a healer based upon, you know, well, you only heal this many as opposed to this many. He was able to heal. Healing is what he did. He touched. He healed. So if you go to a doctor, is a doctor any less a doctor whether they see one patient or 100 patients? You see what I'm saying? So we allow numbers in whatever the order, whether you're talking about dollars and cents, whether you're talking about number of people, we attach success with volume. And I understand that we live in a capitalistic society. I understand that we live in a world where you have to make money in order to pay your bills. I understand all of that. But what I am saying is that we put on so much unnecessary pressure on ourselves because we're trying to hit this magic number. And the problem is that when you start chasing money, chasing fame, it's never enough. It's never enough. You can say, you know what, I just want to get, you know, 1,000 people. Then once you get the 1,000, now I just need 5,000 people. Then you get the 5,000, I just want the 10 million people. Like, it's always, and here's the thing, listen to what I'm saying. There is nothing wrong with aspiring for greater. Nothing wrong with aspiring for greater. However, it is something wrong with demeaning whatever progress you've made prior to achieving that number. You understand where I'm going with that? So let me restate. So if you say, okay, well, I want to be an author. Being an author means that you publish a book. Being an author does not mean that 1 million people have to read your book. That's a different caliber of author. That's, I want to be a best-selling author. You see what I'm trying to say? So if you just come out and you say, I want to be an author, whether one person buys your book or 1 million people buy your book, if nobody buys your book, it does not make untrue the statement that you published a book, that you would be able to go online, Google your name, and your book comes up. So no matter who validates you, because that's really a lot of times what we're looking for success is someone else telling us that we are successful. But what I'm trying to help you to understand is that whether or not anyone else ever says that you are successful, when you truly understand and embrace what success means, meaning that it's simply to accomplish an aim or a purpose, when you have done that, regardless as to how many people validates that you've done it, agrees that you have done it, supports you in doing it, regardless of that, it does not negate the fact that you did that thing. So at the moment that you do that thing, you are successful. So to go back to the young woman who was in the conference, what I and some of the other attendees helped to explain to her, you don't have to say, because, you know, all I am is a housewife and a mother and a grandmother. Do you understand how important your presence is for your husband, who she's been married for almost 20 years? Do you understand how important your presence is for your children and your grandchildren, and the fact that you show up for them every day, the fact that you help them to be the best versions of themselves every day? That is invaluable. That is successful. So it doesn't matter whether or not you are getting paid X amount of dollars. The amount that you're making doesn't make you any less successful. And I think that sometimes we have to remind ourselves of these things, because even for those of you who have, you know, traditional jobs, when you're thinking about success in terms of dollars and cents, you're going to always be chasing something, right? So first, you might have started out with a job that you liked, but it was making minimum wage or it wasn't enough to pay the bills. So then you either asked for extra hours or you worked another job. So in exchange for the free time that you had, where you could then spend that time with your family or even just doing things with and for yourself, now to quote unquote achieve success, you have switched out that time so that you can just work more hours, so that now, okay, I'm making more money. But at what cost? Do you understand many people end up getting divorced because they have no time to spend together, because they are constantly working all the time, because they're trying to achieve success? So we had a house, but that house wasn't good enough. So in order to get the bigger house, now we got to both work more hours. So instead of accepting the smaller house where, you know what, maybe it didn't have 15 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms, but if it's just two of us and it's a 1 or 2 bedroom apartment or home with a bathroom, and we both get to go to our jobs, come home, spend time together, have fun and enjoy one another, we're not tired, we're not stressed. Oh, but we don't have as much money as Jim and Joan next door. So now we need to go ahead and we need to be able to work. See, so much of quote unquote success is not about whether or not you're accomplishing a goal. What we have done with success is what I'm saying. So much of what we have done with success, we've taken it all out of proportion. We've totally changed what it initially was set out to be, what it is defined as. We've totally just disrupted and disregarded that. Now it's about, can I outdo the person next to me? Can I be better than the person that I graduated with? Can I have a bigger house than the person that lives next door to me? Can I make more money than the person that's in the cubicle next to me? Everything now is about competition, so much so that you lose focus many times on why you even started doing what it is that you set out to do. And so when you are constantly paper chasing, when you're constantly trying to flex on folks, then you are going to find yourself tired very quickly because you're doing something that's not even necessary to do. And so in either case, like I said, I didn't want to be on long. I just want to come out and just share so that way maybe one person is able to take it in and say, you know what, why am I doing all these things? Or one person may say, you know what, why do I continue to beat up on myself? Because I did do this. Like, take the moment to reflect and look and see how many things you've actually been able to complete. How many things have you actually been able to complete? How many things did you say that you want to do? Not as it pertains to anybody else, but how many things that you say that you want to do and you've been able to do? Have you given yourself credit for that? Have you told yourself that you're proud of yourself for being successful in those things? Or are you steadily just focusing on everything else that you've yet to do? And many of the things that you've yet to do aren't even the things that you want to do. It's just the things that you feel like you need to do to be able to keep up with the Joneses. But anyway, that's just something for you to think on. So think about that. Let that marinate with you. And again, today's topic was, what does true success really look like? So do yourself a favor. Assess, think, and answer that question for yourself. So if we are not already connected, again, I ask that you find and follow me on Wisdom, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, Clubhouse, YouTube, any or all of them. And you can follow me there for more. Go to my podcast on anchor.fm. It's called Educated and Empowered. And for $3.99 a month, you can become a subscriber and get access to this and other very helpful and insightful content. Every single month is going to be also exclusive episodes that I make solely for my subscribers. And then if you want to work with me personally, feel free to go to my website, which is mynameistoneal.com. That is, my name is TONEAL.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.